deem fit to call upon the Redeemed Christian Church of God and your parish, Fame Foundation. We are grateful, Almighty God. You have been gracious to us right from time immemorial. When you had an assignment and you came down to this earth to fulfill the assignment, and when you concluded your assignment, you gave us immeasurable grace. Grace to continue in your footsteps. Thank you, Almighty God, for the manner of love that you have shown towards us, for the assistance that you have shown towards each and every one of us. We are very, very grateful. Thank you, Eternal Rock of Ages. We thank you, Almighty God, for the general overseers of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Thank you for our leadership. Thank you, Almighty God, for the men and women called generals of our time. Those that stand at the gate day and night. Those that have volunteered to go to locations they have never been. Those that remain at their duty post and refuse to leave. Thank you, Almighty God, for men and women that are standing all over the world for Christ. Thank you particularly for the nations that you have given to the redeemed in this North America, Central and Southern America. Thank you for the expansion of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Thank you, Almighty God, for the peace that you allowed to continue to saturate, permeate every location, Almighty God, areas that we never thought the redeemed can actually erect a flag, erect a sign that this is the redeemed of the Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. We are grateful. This morning, Almighty God, let your word have liberty to express itself among your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God, for all the workers that recognize you as Lord and personal Savior and continue to stand when it is convenient and when it is not convenient to ensure that the service of today holds. May they be blessed. May they expand. May they increase. May they never be put to shame. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's clap for the tribe of Judah. We appreciate you. God's grace. We never depart from you. Increase grace. Thank you. Awesome. The exhortation in ministration really ministered to me. The sound of God's grace. Great grace. Immeasurable grace. Glory be to the Lord. Good morning, church. Hallelujah. Good to see you all. I'm so happy to see you. God has a message for you. Hallelujah. God has a message for you. I expect you to say amen. Amen. Remember the psalmist that says, I have a message and it is from the Lord. Amen. God have a message for you. But before we go into the message, yesterday, I want to thank God for those who came for outreach. Amen? As we said that we want to do this seasonally to give back to the community. And it's what we ought to do. Hallelujah. So we're able to give back to at least about over 40 people. Now, the Bible says food for the mouth. Of mouth for tummy. It's one way or the other. I'm not citing it accurately. Do you understand what I'm saying? Thank you, brother. Amen. Brother Charlie, thank you. Hallelujah. Now, the important thing is that who gave their lives at the mission. Amen. You don't need to understand English to introduce Christ to others. You can introduce Christ to others in your own dialects. You'll be shocked when you begin to speak Igbo to the American and the Holy Spirit translates it immediately. What is going on is that we have never put God to test. Glory be to God. Well, don't look at the truck and look at this little. But at least 50 was taken out. Amen. 40-something was utilized. And how many people Sister Tawo gave their life again? 4 people added to the kingdom. Hallelujah. You need to do that next time. You, that God has so much invested in. All we're asking brethren in this assembly to do is that you lead one person to Christ in a year. Brother Sheyi, Osheye, Olusheye, is that not more than enough? That you, just one person, let's start with one in a year. We're in May. So you still have how many more months? So there will be another opportunity. We want to encourage ourselves, encourage one another to at least do something. Praise be to the Lord. So we thank God for those the Lord introduced us to. Amen. We need cloth. We want to give out. There are some of our brethren in our community nearby. They take used clothes and they try to sell it. So we want you to give us those used clothes. Your baby's clothes. For those of you that have said, I've had enough. You understand? And your children are growing now. They're not going to wear those clothes. Give them to us. All we're asking you to do is just don't dramatize it and bring them. And don't retire too soon, no? Otherwise, we'll buy brand new ones. Glory be to the Lord. But then, when you bring them, let's encourage someone in our community and just invest in their business. Just one person. Another may be added to Christ. But you know what we then do? We will soak the cloth in Christ. And as many that will wear it, I was not dancing there, oh please. Bend down, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A word is good for the wise. Let's clap for our team lead, Sister Taiwo, who led us to downtown yesterday. Thank you. Glory be to God. Amen. We appreciate you. And all those that accompany us, the Lord will continue to encourage you in Jesus' name. There are many areas that we want to go to. Another thing that we want to be doing, if you work in nursing home, you are not there by mistake. God placed you there because of us. So we want to entertain our elders at the nursing home. By going there, the evangelism team will have choir. Our choir team will go there and sing, encourage them. One of the feedback we got yesterday was that people want to be encouraged. They're looking for those that they can talk to. You see people walking on the road aimlessly. They're just looking for a brother like you and I to touch them and say, it is well, my brother. And that will satisfy them. And then they will call you an angel. Can you imagine? Praise be to the Lord. So, 7 days in a week, or is it 8? 7, right? Hallelujah. And one day to touch life, directly, indirectly. I've told you how you can do silent evangelism. You are not even talking, but you are doing evangelism. And people are receiving Christ. So, what excuse do we have not to reach out? Praise be to the Lord. Amen. Faith is doing what this morning? Hallelujah. I believe this word is part of us because the Holy Spirit gave it to us. Can you imagine you are entering your workplace and say, faith is coming into my heart, into my spirit, into my inner man, and you're still walking in? Faith is coming to me because I'm hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. And then the next word that will be coming out of your mouth will be original from heaven. Because immediately the Holy Spirit takes possession of you. Hallelujah. And then you are no longer ordinary. Because now everything that comes from you remains power talk. When it is power talk, it is authentic. When it is power talk, it is original. When it is power talk, it cannot be denied. When it is power talk, it saturates. It endues. You know, you are soaked like a dew. It is power talk. Glory be to the Lord. Faith will saturate us in Jesus' name. So the short exhortation that we have simply says, leave no man behind. Glory be to God. Leave no man behind. That is the word of the Lord, a message to you. Christ left no man behind. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. He left no man behind. God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, into the world to go behind the enemy lines. To go behind the enemy lines for a good reason. To seek and to save that which was lost. God Almighty sent his only begotten son, his only child. He gave it to mankind. Sent him behind the enemy line for a good reason, to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Another passage of the Bible says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The Son of God appeared for this purpose. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He appeared for this purpose. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the mission of Jesus Christ. Left no one behind. If you are to leave no one behind, you must understand your mission. The mission of Jesus Christ is to ensure that no man is left behind. Because none are righteous. None knows the Lord. But Christ came to become a bridge between mankind and God himself. For a good reason, his mission is what? Leave no man behind. Leave no man behind, just like the U.S. military, no retreat, no surrender. They never leave their soldiers behind, no matter the situation. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that no man is left behind. And that is our mission. That is the mission of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, that no man is left behind. If the rapture should take place, the assurance is that no man is left behind. So, in that 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 now says, for this purpose, Jesus appeared. He came. Why? To destroy the works of the devil. The strategy is to destroy the work of the devil. To see to it that Satan will always fail in our lives. Hallelujah. Christ's mission. His mission. He was sent from heaven to earth to fulfill a mission of the utmost importance, to take care of man's debt. Our debt is so heavy that only a pure blood can resolve it and cleanse it. He came for that purpose. He was slain from the foundation of the world, according to Revelation chapter 13, verse 8b. Slain from the foundation of the earth or of the world. He came to seek those that are lost. Repeatedly, the New Testament mentioned this. Ensure that no man is left behind. Who is this man that we're talking about? You and I. When the Bible refers to a man, it's referring to both male and female. That you and I, we are never left behind the enemy line. Example, if we compare Moses, what was the mission of Moses? He also has a mission. And I'll be coming to your own mission very soon. Hallelujah. The Lord told him, he said, tell my people, God had come down from heaven to rescue them. Hallelujah. He gave them specific instruction to give to Pharaoh. Do you know what that instruction is? He had a mission. The instruction is simple. To tell of the I am that I am. That the I am that I am is ready to remove them from their bondage. Every man has his own mission. You have your own mission. I have my own mission. We're talking about Christ himself had a mission. Moses had his own mission. Go and tell Pharaoh, I rescue you, Moses. I did not allow you to die or drown in the basket because I have a purpose for your life. I have a mission and an assignment for you. You are here with me, here, you are hearing me, is because there is a mission the Lord Almighty has given to you. Just as we started with the workers earlier this morning, remember the passage we read? That the Lord Almighty has a plan for you. In that 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse, what did we read from? Verse 11, right? It says, my son, you can put your name there. Do not neglect now, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him. That's your mission. My daughter, says the Lord, 2 Chronicles 29, verse 11, do not neglect your duties any longer. Any longer means you were giving excuses that it was because of school. Any longer means you were giving excuses that it was because I was preparing for marriage. No longer excuses because you are saying now, you know, daddy, I've conceived now. What more? Tell me that you want God to do. The Lord has chosen you to stand in his presence. He has given you a duty. Let's return to the patriarchs. Message to the Israel. God said, I am that I am. I'm ready to rescue my people. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, it says, say to the Israelite, the Lord, the God of your fathers, I am sent me to you. Which fathers are we talking about? Amplified. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. Then Abraham is your father too, right? I am that I am. Sent me to you. You shall say to the Israelite, I am has sent me to you. Glory be to the Lord. For a good reason. This is my name forever. The name you shall call me from generation to generation. I never change. I am that I am. So that was the mission. That was the assignment. Glory be to the Lord. You will never fail at your mission. What God called you to do, you will not fail. I am. God's name, I am. This reveals his independence, his existence. In John chapter 8, verse 58, NIV, verily I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. The key word there is I am. I am has always been before Moses. Because it was I am that gave him the assignment. No man can confront the devil except the I am is with him. Example of that person that the I am was with was Moses. Because Pharaoh represents Satan. Pharaoh represents Orisha, in quote. He represents a deity strong on earthly way or in earthly way. Nobody can face fire or touch fire except the I am is with him. Moses demonstrated it. Moses has no strength to stand before Pharaoh if not because he was sent. That was the reason. When he dropped his stick, they assumed that, Mose. These are some of the tricks we taught you, you know, when you were growing up. As we were preparing you as a prince. All of these tricks, we know about it. Pharaoh was just looking. And all the other brethren who taught Moses few things also dropped their snakes until they saw greater miracle. Then they begin to understand that the I am truly is real. Glory be to God. Let my people go for a good reason, that they may serve me. Let my people go for a good reason, that they may serve me. Exodus 7:16, Exodus 8:1, or even Exodus 9:1. For a good reason. Let's go to Exodus 7:16. You will see there consistently that they may serve me. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, let my people go. Hallelujah. Let what? My people go. That they may do what? Worship me or to serve me. Right from Exodus 7:16 and Exodus 8:1, God repeatedly was warning these principalities, let my people go. Let my people go. But he will not listen. In 8:1, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. In chapter 9, verse 1, it was a repeated statement. Remember, God's desire for us is a good one. God stated his desire. You know why? Because his purpose, his desire, his wish for you, they're good, truly. Because he says that no man should be left behind. No one should be left behind. Rescue them from the power of the Egyptians. The power that put one in bondage. The power that suppress, that place one in perpetual stagnancy. That's the power of Egypt. The power that kills, destroy, that take advantage of another. And God now said, lead them out of the bondage. He said, lead them out of Egypt. That is, out of the oppression, depression, harassment, persecutions. Lead them out into their own fertile and spacious land. May the Lord take you to your fertile and spacious ground. May God take you to your fertile and spacious land. That is his desire for you and I. Glory be to God. And Christ's strategy is the following. Philippians 2:6. To fulfill his mission of leaving no man behind, what did he do? He made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death at the cross. Now remember, brothers and sisters, no one killed Jesus. He gave his life. Because there was a time, he said, I have opportunity of calling legions. We don't even need legions of angels, God's holy army, to fight the battle. But it was not yet time. When the end shall come, the massless holy army will be at work. But God wants to ensure that you and I were not left behind. You will not be left behind in Jesus' name. He humbled himself. Hallelujah. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. He became obedient even to the point of death. May the Lord Almighty help you and I to stand at our duty post. God is calling us daily because he has an assignment for us. You are a singer, it's an assignment. You are a teacher, it's an assignment. You are an IT person, it's an assignment. You are a nurse that care for others, caregivers, it's an assignment. We must do our assignment judiciously. And while you are doing this, your hands shall be free of error. Amen. Your works shall be free of error. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Christ's mission, Hebrews 5:9. To give eternal salvation to all. That's his mission. For the purpose of salvation. For the purpose of what? Salvation. In this way, God qualified himself as a perfect high priest. And he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. The source. I'd rather go to the source. I'd rather tap to the source. I'd rather allow my plantation and my root to be connected to the source. Because when you are connected to the right source, the reservoir, you are connected to the right one. And it never dries up. For a good reason. That no man is left behind. When you think about all of these things, my brothers and sisters, you can see that he has put himself through a lot for you and I. Will it be nice again that Christ will weep because of us? God forbid. In John 8:32, Jesus said to them, "And you shall know the truth. And the truth you know shall set you free." In verse 36, he said, "Therefore, if the Son Almighty shall set you free, you'll be what? Free indeed." The life Christ has given to us is a good life. It's a balanced life. It's a life we should be contented with. That's the reason, one of the reasons why I love the Christendom, the Christian family, is that you may look at us. We may not be doing the same work, but the brightness, the joy of salvation, you see it in us. And that was what Peter was fighting for when he was telling the couple, "Excuse me, whether you sell your property or not, it's still yours. That is, you don't even have to. But stop lying and pretending before God Almighty. Nobody is asking you to drop anything. But when you make up your mind to now drop and say, 'Brother, is that all you have, brother Bankole?' And he said, 'Yes, that is all, though,' then you better make sure that the hands you have lifted, they're truly clean." Glory be to God. In Mark chapter 8, verse 31, "And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days that he will rise again." For a good reason. Because of the assignment he was focused to do. Oh, can you imagine? You know what was about to happen to you. And you ask your brothers and sisters to stand in the gap for you, to just pray for a little while. For the whole life, 365 days in a year, and you are just saying, "Please just give me 1 hour. You have loved me so much." He said, "Can you not just intercede for just 1 hour? Just 1 hour to meet with Christ. Just 1 hour in a day. Can you not just do that?" Hallelujah. It's painful. It's painful. It's painful. It's painful. It takes love to give it all. He loved us. In John chapter 12, verse 23-25, it says, "But Jesus answered them, saying, 'The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified.'" It was focused. "Not my will, but that your will may be done." Christ was focused. And what is required of us is to be focused. Don't give up too soon. Don't relax too soon. When the breakthrough is here, when the breakthrough is here, please don't relax too soon. Don't rest too soon. Because you have an assignment. Most assuredly, I say to you, he went on to say, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and die, it remaineth alone. Hallelujah. It was essential for Christ to pay the price for us. Otherwise, we may not be here. Glory be to the Lord. And we should stop giving the excuses. Time. There's not enough time to give sermon. There's not enough time to pray. There's not enough time to come to church. There's not enough time to talk to God. Until when it appeared that hiccups, there are little hiccups, challenges here and there, then you become closer to God. I pray in the name of Jesus that the grace of the Lord Almighty will be sufficient for you and I. Christ's mission, that no one is left behind. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, Paul wrote, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save who? Sinners like me and you. But God demonstrated his love in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Hallelujah. He demonstrated his love towards us that while we're still sinners, that Christ died for us. He went on to say that I have not seen anyone that can demonstrate such love that Christ has demonstrated. What is expected of you? Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 11, he explained, he said, I am the good shepherd. The best thing is that we relate with the good shepherd. The shepherd has given his life now. And when he was going, he said, I will not leave you comfortless because I have an assignment for you. In Mark 16, verse 15, he said, go ye into the world. Do what? Play. Did he say, go ye into the world and play? Go ye into the world and don't take care of your health. Go ye into the world, all you consume is carbohydrate food, jollof rice. Did you say eba? And what is called eba, cassava mix. Amen? Did he say that? He said, go ye into the world. The person who will go into the world must be strength. Must have strength. Must have health. Go ye into the world. Make disciples. Hallelujah. Go ye into the world. Look at that. And preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye into the world. Brother AGO, do what? Go ye into the world. Do what? Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Auntie. You know, in this world, the circular work we do is so amazing now. And I'm talking to you, my sister. To the extent that they will say, where you live is too far. We'll give you a bus quarter next to the job. So you can do more overtime. But while you are doing that, remember, Christ's mission for you is what? Go ye into the world. Go ye into the world and preach. Go ye into the world and minister one way or the other. Go ye into the world and be kind. If you are a nurse, be kind. Don't say the mother you are taking care of complains too much. I've been told that they said my mom complains too much. Praise be to the Lord. That is my aunt. Mama is 85. So she has nurses taking care of her. I say, Mama, this is not Nigeria. Be okay. Let them. He said, when I was a nurse, it was not done like that. Hold the needle like this. How can you? Oh, Lord. Yeah, it is something. They're trying to help you. He said they're not holding the needle right. No. Don't put it there. Don't put it there. Put it in this. That's not the right place. And you're saying, excuse me, don't put me in that room again with that mama. Hallelujah. Go into the world and be an example. Because mama must not be left behind. Let the love you demonstrate at your work indicate that truly you have encountered Christ and that you are ready to win souls for him. All right, you may give an excuse that we're not allowed to preach our work, but your generosity, your love towards others can actually bring you into the experience of safety that God desires for you, which is heaven. Let us rise. His desire for you is that you are not left behind. Will you promise to stand at your duty post? Can you give me that song? I've mentioned it two or three times. Hallelujah.
Always be with us if we do abide. There's nothing this wild world can pledge above. There's peace and contentment in serving the Lord. I love Him more better than in days of yore. I'll serve Him more truly than ever before. I'll do as He pleads me, whatever the cause. I'll be a true soldier. I'll die at my post.
Hallelujah. Do you understand this song? You'll be a true soldier, righteous, to the extent that you will die at your post for Christ. Because He has an assignment for you and I. Okay, so you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Okay, so you are not going to be left behind. But please, there are still many people that are behind now. Christ is asking us that we need to bring them over. Now, when I see Nigeria, they say, light up Benue State. Recently, they light up another state in the north. I forgot it. They say Nasarawa State. And I say, ah. And who is lighting up? These are soldiers that are willing to die at their post. Because the population over there can actually consume them and kill them. They have given up their life to die at their post, our brethren. These brethren are titled member of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, willing to die at their post. And I'm saying, since I cannot be at Nasarawa, maybe what I can do now is to intercede for them. Please, brethren, can you practice this at home to try and intercede for Nasarawa and see how long you will pray that prayer before saying, Father, don't forget the car, the EV, you know, EV, electric vehicle that you want to buy this year that you have registered your name for. Ah! Try it. Honestly, try. Just try. Try for a few minutes and see and pray and say, Lord, there is this particular block in the house, neighborhood that needs to be saved because Christ, you are with Christ now, not left behind, but they must not be left behind. See how long you can actually pray that prayer before you begin to pray for your children. I'm telling you what I've observed. I'm telling you me. When I begin to pray for a particular thing and my own need, say, oh Lord, remember that church, the church you want to build. Father, help us to finish it. We're talking about souls now. The souls that when they are saved, they can even say, Pastor, remember the vision God gave you a long time ago? We have a property that Lord has been speaking to us that we should give it to a church called the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Faith Foundation. No sweat. All document ready. They just say we should come and sign a transfer of ownership. Did you get the song now? Or you think I'm not coming back to it? I was just giving you time to find it. These people don't know me. All this while, Abraham Moses. You're enjoying it.
It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart.
It pays to serve Jesus.
Always be with us if we do our part. There's nothing this wide world can pleasure afford. There's peace and contentment in serving the Lord. I love Him far better than in days of yore. I'll serve Him more truly than ever before. I'll do as He bids me, whatever the cost. I'll be a true soldier. I'll die. Savior, my mind wanders back to the place where they nailed him on Calvary Street. I hear a voice saying, I suffered for thee. I love him far better than in days of yore. I'll serve him more truly than ever before. I'll do as he bids me, whatever the cost. I'll be a true soldier, I'll die at my post.
You know, when I was hearing that a girl called Deborah died, I said, she got this song. After she got this song, out of frustration, she now left a message that I am ready to die at my post. And indeed, she died painfully. And she will not be the first or the last that will die painfully. If you see the kind of death that Luke died, that you Paul died, that Philip died, painful ones. There was one of the apostles that when they tied his legs on the cart and they were dragging him until all part of his tussles were falling apart. Why? Because of Christ. He has promised to die at his duty post, that no one is left behind. If she never died at her duty post, I will not be talking about her. So many are talking about her now, and many more souls shall be won because of it. The Lord has so much helped us, mosquito don't even bite us anymore. So opportunity to even do more for him. Which one do we prefer? Cholera? Typhoid? Malaria? Or since we have been here, my girl, my sister, no one of these things anymore. Nobody ever have prayer requests and say, pray for me, I just recovered from typhoid. Oh, you know, it's a prayer request back home. Say, pray for me, I nearly died because of malaria. Malaria killed more people than COVID. Brothers and sisters, as you go home this week, remember that no one must be left behind. And you are the individuals that God, Jesus, is calling to use. So let's pay attention unto that which is needful. Unto that which is needful. Thank you, Father. Our Father, we are grateful. Thank you for this morning. Your word has gone forth because it's a message that no one is permitted to be left behind. You have soldiers among us. Father, motivate them that they too will become light unto our community. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.